You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, and Dan Schaefer coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We will get to our statewide text to win contest and the keyword in just a little bit. Right now, though, because we only have a limited time, we are welcoming on the phone Judge Susan Crawford is our guest. Good morning, Judge Crawford.
Good morning, Jane. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you now, Judge Crawford. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure you have a very, very busy schedule. I did want to ask you briefly, our unelected co-president Elon Musk has announced that he is going to be in Wisconsin on Sunday night to personally hand over two checks for $1 million for people who have already voted. I'm wondering if your campaign is going to have a surprise announcement about handing out millions of dollars anytime soon.
No, we don't play those kind of corrupt games, Jane. We leave that to Schimmel and Musk.
And we're not even going to get into whether or not that's legal or not. I think there's a whole bunch of questions about that. But what have you been hearing from folks when you're out on the campaign trail, Judge Crawford?
Well, people are really enthusiastic and excited about this election. People are also mad. I think seeing Elon Musk come in and try to prop up the failing campaign of Brad Schimmel is really, really disturbing to people. And people know Brad Schimmel's record. They know that he left all those sexual assault kits untested when he was attorney general. They know about his extreme views on abortion, his support for the 1849 abortion ban in Wisconsin. And I think a lot of voters are really disgusted with that, but they're also really enthusiastic about my candidacy and working really hard to get out the vote.
Dan Schaefer is with us. He's Civic Media's political editor. And Dan, you recently did a column about Brad Schimmel's inaction, shall we say, as attorney general regarding the opioid crisis.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Jane. I wrote a piece last week on that. And Judge Crawford, I wanted to ask, you know, since he refused to join these multi-state lawsuits taking on opioid manufacturers and took campaign dollars from Purdue Pharma, what does his record on this issue tell you about what type of justice he'd seek to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
Well, you know, Brad Schimmel has always been about politics, partisanship, and special interests throughout his career. We're seeing him do the same thing now. He has not prioritized the health and safety of Wisconsinites. That's what he did when he was attorney general, and I expected what we would see from him as a justice on the Supreme Court if we ever got there. He has openly said that he wants to be part of Trump's support network on the court. He's obviously accepted millions and millions of dollars of support from Elon Musk, and Elon Musk we know is in it because he's got financial interests in the state of Wisconsin. His company Tesla filed a lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin, a case that's moving through our courts right now.
Yep. So essentially, wouldn't it be nice to have someone who's on your side should this case end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, right?
Exactly. I think Elon Musk is looking to buy himself a seat on the Supreme Court so that he has some access and influence over the Wisconsin judiciary. And I think he won't stop here in Wisconsin either. I think he's looking at this as kind of a test case, and he's obviously got financial interests all over the country. So I think if he can make this work here, we'd see him try to play the same game someplace else.
Our guest is Judge Susan Crawford. Of course, the election is Tuesday, April 1st. You can vote early. And if you're not sure where to go, go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. www.wi.gov. All you have to do is put in your address. That is going to bring up where you want to go cast your ballot, mm-hmm. where you can vote early, what is going to be on your ballot. It's very important. Turnout is very, very important. We discussed, Judge Crawford, an article earlier this morning about early voting is already at like 500,000, which is big for a spring election in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really robust so far, and I think that that is a great sign. It's showing that voters are really engaged and understand what the stakes are in this race, and they want to make sure that we still have a Wisconsin Supreme Court after this election.
I do find it interesting, however, that on the Republican side, when they demonized early voting for so long, mail-in voting, ballot drop boxes, those were all evil. And yet now it's all about bank your vote. That the turnaround on this has been quite something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, they've started rethinking that those positions because they've seen that it doesn't actually help candidates. And, you know, I encourage everybody to go and cast their ballot, vote early. It's an important exercise in democracy, and we want to make sure that there's great turnout for this race. I am asking people to vote for me because I'm the only candidate who's really pledged to be a fair and impartial justice who will interpret the law on the Supreme Court rather than a partisan arm of the federal government. But people should vote.
Judge Crawford, we have a few minutes left, and you have a few days left in the election before Tuesday. What's on the docket? What's on your schedule? I imagine you're all over the state 24/7.
Yep, that is absolutely right. So I'm on the road right now, heading to Beloit at the moment. Additional stops today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, right up until the end of the campaign. And we have been on the road basically for the last week nonstop, talking to as many voters as we possibly can in this big final push. We're just going to try to end really strong and encourage people to get out the vote.
The last time you were able to join us, Judge Crawford, I did ask whether or not, and I'm just curious if you will again reiterate that you will not spend taxpayer money if you are elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to buy commemorative coins in your own honor.
I absolutely can promise that I will not do that, Jane.
Finally.
What a relief. What a relief. Judge Susan Crawford, be safe on the road. Really appreciate you taking the time. And get out and vote, everybody. Mm-hmm. It is very, very important. Judge Susan Crawford, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Dan Schaefer is here. We're going to continue our conversation with Dan a little bit more about your latest recombobulation article about Brad Schimmel seemingly not too concerned about going after these opioid makers.
But
we do have important business that we need to take care of. It's a contest.
Is it a sweepstakes?
It is not a sweepstakes. It's okay. Our break into spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry is going to get you into our grand prize drawing for a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo with a mattress, sheets, and more. Okay, here is the word you need to text in by noon today using the Civic Media app. The word today is sun. S-U-N. Nice, easy one.
Well,
I know there's somebody's going to misspell it. Sun. S-U-N is the word right now. Grab your phone, go to your Civic Media app, open it up.
And spell it correctly.
And hit the text button and text the word sun. S-U-N. Right now we have $100. Up for grabs.
Ooh, all those people on the live stream that come with the Schaefer bump, get your phone. Download that app.
Download the app, yeah.
Win.
Patrick from Wisconsin Rapids. We have Ryan from Edgar. Joanna from Madison. We have a plumber from Madison. Paul from Madison. Ryan from Marinette. Coming in from all over the place. The word, you guys, is sun. S-U-N. That's what you want to text in right now using the Civic Media app before noon today. We're trying to beat Todd Alba. We're trying. Just once. Just once I want to have more entries than he does. Just
you never once. You never care until the day of. I know. Then you're like, I desperately need this.
And then competitive Jane comes out.
I am not. Well, okay, I am. Just a little.
Well, listeners, do it for competitive Jane, if nothing else. Even if you don't care to win this prize and all that, do it for competitive Jane.
Who are you talking to right now? Your fans?
The Janiacs.
There we go.
What do you think? What do you think?
I love it.
A listener who suggested that. And by the way, kudos to Tom from L.A. because we credited Janiacs to Tom yesterday. He actually texted in because he wanted to make sure that we were aware. He was not the one who coined that.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to get unfair credit for it. So shout out to Tom from LA. Whoever came up with it, I would love to give you credit. If you want to shoot us an email, we will give it to you. You can always contact us at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us.
Look at Cassandra's comment on the live stream. She says, I only entered during your show, Jane.
Oh, Cassandra, my girl.
a true Janiac.
True Janiac. John from Janesville and Oscar from Madison and Glenda from Madison. We see all your texts coming in. That's fantastic. Keep them coming. The word this hour is sun, S-U-N. And let's talk about the little kickback message you might get.
Yes, indeed. So if you get a bounce back message from us, please do not block it. Do not ignore it. It is your chance to get an extra entry. And you will be getting that only once during the contest time, the 2 weeks. Not every single time, but it might include subscribing to our newsletter or
follow us on
Facebook, something like that. I know that sometimes we've actually asked about registering to vote as well. So just follow what they wanted you to do, and you get an extra entry. And who knows, if you win that Verlo mattress, it could have been on that extra entry.
That might be what does it. All right, you have until noon to text the word sun, S-U-N, via the Civic Media app. Get those entries in. This hour, we're playing for $100. In cash. We're going to continue our conversation with Dan Schaefer on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to recombobulate a little bit with Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area, also Civic Media's political editor. First, though, we have some rapscallions on the text line.
What are they doing? What are they up to now?
Jim from Brookfield. Hi, Jane and Greg. Will Sun, S-O-N, get me entered into the statewide text to win contest? No.
No.
S-U-N. S-U-N, no, daughter, you sassy person in Waukesha. Daughter's not going to get you entered either. The word this hour is sun, S-U-N. Text in the word sun by noon, and you are in the running to pick up $100. and you'll be in the grand prize drawing. Everybody who enters will be in the grand prize drawing for that brand new queen size Verlo mattress with sheets and all the wonderful things that go along with it. So text in the word sun, S-U-N. Don't be sassy. We want you to get in.
You know what? Be sassy.
You can be sassy.
Be sassy.
We kind of process.
Live your life.
All right.
You know, I was on the fence about joining this contest, but you mentioned mattress has sheets. Now I'm in.
I know. Greg was just talking about how expensive sheets are. They are expensive.
Yes.
If you want nice sheets.
I didn't even get nice sheets, and they were nearly $100.
So enter the contest, S-U-N, until noon. When we were talking to Judge Crawford, Dan, and we only touched on this briefly, but again, our non-elected co-president Elon Musk now announcing he's going to be in Wisconsin on Sunday to hand out $1 million checks to people who got paid $100 to sign this petition against activist judges. How is this legal? It used to be a poll tax was when we charged folks or made them jump through hoops, unnecessary hoops, in order to get to vote. Isn't this a poll gift?
Well, I think, for one, Elon Musk is openly acting more egregiously than any right-wing fever dream about what liberals might do in an election.
Right?
Yeah.
And, of course, not a single so-called conservative will care, because this is never actually about election integrity for them. It's only ever about power. So that's for one. And two, it does seem like, I've poked around a little bit on this. There was a post from Rick Hassan on the Election Law blog saying that this looks to be violating Wisconsin law. And just in from the official statement from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, Ben Wickler, he said that Elon Musk, quote, "Elon Musk has committed a blatant felony by offering money for votes in order to help Brad Schimmel. Musk's illegal election bribery scheme to put Brad Schimmel on the Supreme Court is a chainsaw attack on democracy and the rule of law in Wisconsin and our nation." So that's what we're up against right now. what we're looking at.
Can you imagine if George Soros announced he was going to come to Wisconsin to hand out $1 million checks? The coordinated explosion of heads.
Just a rumor.
I mean, seriously, it's astonishing to me that there aren't any Republicans who would come and say this isn't right.
No, because it's never actually about principles. It's only about power
and keeping
it. They only
it.
Care
and
about power
and keeping
That's the
it.
Only thing. Yeah. And I think it is, it's just so, you know, we've heard so many claims for so long over the years from Wisconsin Republicans about, you know, if this type of activity happened, you're right, if it was George Soros or somebody on the left or whatever it might be, you know, a conservative talk radio would just spontaneously combust.
Absolutely.
And people would be absolutely losing their minds and be up in arms about this. And because it is somebody on their side,
it's fine.
Nothing. There will be nothing.
This is nothing more than the at least in the past, I would say, George Bush, Tea Party years and on, of this being able to switch lanes with no explanation. And anytime you're called out for hypocrisy, they just brush it off their shoulders and keep walking forward. I mean, we mentioned it earlier in this hour. A year ago, early voting was theft. It was egregious. It was anti-American. You hated the elections if you tried to vote early. And then all of a sudden, just on a Tuesday, it's great. It's fine. I mean, Donald Trump in a speech would say, you got to vote early, and say how terrible it was. And people are like, yeah, totally, I guess. And then that's it. They don't have to answer to why all of a sudden they just changed their mind. They never have to explain why they changed their mind or think what they do.
But this kind of goes along with the whole Roy Cohn playbook.
Yes.
And if you don't know who Roy Cohn is, I highly suggest that you look him up. He was the guy that Roger Stone learned everything from. And Roy Cohn is the lawyer that Donald Trump has referenced more than once. Where is my Roy Cohn?
Yep.
And his three rules were never accept responsibility, mm-hmm. double down, and blame the other guy.
Attack, attack,
attack, attack, attack, attack, and never, ever admit that you were wrong.
No. He wouldn't take any responsibility during COVID. Like, this is all part of their playbook now. It's just, it's now, I'm not surprised at all. Dan, you said you're having a, can you hear us right now?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me? Okay?
We can hear you fine. Okay, great. Excellent.
Here, just can't see me.
Yeah. No worries.
So it's just so over the top what's happening with this right now. It's so far over the top, and it's but Wisconsin this is a piece that I wrote about a couple of weeks ago. Wisconsin has a unique opportunity to send a message to Elon Musk in this election, because if Wisconsin voters defeat this effort, defeat this unbelievable amount of spending and activity and bribery that he is bringing to this election, it will be a shot heard around the world. Mm-hmm. It will resonate in such a profound way if Wisconsin voters defeat this. We have such a unique opportunity in front of us right now.
And it will also have a profound effect if it works, because Elon Musk will take this to every state around the country and do the exact same thing. We have news coming up next. We will continue recombobulating with Dan Schaefer on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Wheels up and we'll be rocking. Getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. I need you to recombobulate me. Won't somebody recombobulate me? Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. It is underway, our statewide text-to-win contest. The word this hour, you want to text in using the Civic Media app. The word this hour is sun, S-U-N. Text in the word sun. You could pick up $100 in cash, and then you will be in the drawing for the grand prize, a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verla with a mattress and sheets and all the good things. Text in the word sun, S-U-N. You have until noon to text that in. Your next chance will be in the 1 o'clock hour with the wonderful Todd Alba and then the fabulous Dom Salvia in the 4 o'clock hour. So right now, text in the word sun, S-U-N, just like Nate from Durand. We have Teresa in Green Bay, Megan in Wauwatosa, Carla in Madison. Keep them coming in. The word this hour is sun, S-U-N. Joining us on the phone, Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media and also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. And Dan, this just breaking as we came back on the air, we were talking about our unelected co-president Elon Musk, who's going to be coming to Wisconsin on Sunday. This posted on Twitter, new Elon Musk has just deleted this tweet from 1 a.m. about his upcoming talk in Wisconsin. The rules surrounding these checks have drawn some legal scrutiny. Talking about Elon's post, Sunday night, I'll give a talk in Wisconsin, entrance limited to those who have voted in the Supreme Court election. I will personally hand over two checks for $1 million each in appreciation for you taking the time to vote. And now that post is gone.
Because the $1 million was
very
for the
interesting.
Yeah, the $1 million was for the petition, right?
Yes. Well, everybody who signed that petition against activist judges got $1 million, and then I'm assuming
got $100.
$100, yeah. And then from those people, two people will get $1 million
because he used the term to vote.
You think that's what it was?
Saying, if he would have said the $2 million for signing the petition to make sure we safeguard blah 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 blah. But he says to vote in there, and that could be construed as, oh, you're paying people to vote.
What do you think, Dan?
That seems right. That seems to be where this is headed. And I think the fact that the Wisconsin, you know, minutes after we just read the statement right before the break from Ben Wickler at the Wisconsin Democratic Party talking about how this is blatantly violating Wisconsin election law, saying he committed a blatant felony, and the fact that he takes the post down just minutes after that press release goes out. That's pretty interesting.
It's very interesting.
It is very interesting.
May have gotten himself into some hot water here.
Is this something, though, that Josh Call would take on, our current attorney general?
I mean, it seems like he should at least take note of the fact that this is happening, and this could warrant an investigation, and perhaps just to say that we are looking into this just as we are looking into, you know, all so many other things surrounding, you know, election law regarding the spring election, right? We're looking into all aspects of what's legal going into this. And this, you know, clearly there are some red flags here.
Absolutely.
Right? So clearly it would make sense to, you know, give it a second look.
Nate from Durand texting in, we need to label Elon's bribes Musk bucks or Tesla tips or something. Like the
like Musk bucks.
Like the Zucker bucks. And just to clarify that, the money that Mark Zuckerberg provided came in the form of grants that municipalities would apply for to help them. All municipalities could apply for to help them run their elections.
Yeah.
He was not giving out money to individual people to go vote.
Well, what's funny is that when Zuckerbucks was happening, it's Mark Zuckerberg giving away money to all the Democratic cities so they can cheat on the election. As soon as he came out and said, hey, you know, we're going to do away with all this stuff, and he became a friend of Donald Trump, they would never say anything about Zuckerbucks again. In fact, they probably welcome Zuckerbucks now because he stood next to Trump at the inauguration. And, you know, he's buddies with Dana White and all that stuff. But I had a question for both you and Dan about Brad Schimmel really fast. He has been running since the end of the last Supreme Court. He said he's been running for 18 months. Yeah. And he's doing the work. Great. Talking to people, going all around the state. And do you think that had he not aligned himself so hard, and I'm no way saying Susan Crawford is going to win. I'm just saying in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, there's been a definite stink on Brad Schimmel. Had he just stuck to his plan of just running, and he could say, hey, Elon Musk can do whatever he wants. Donald Trump can do whatever they want. I'm going to run and have been more of a candidate like Susan Crawford. Do you think he'd have better, I guess,
putting some distance between
them?
Well,
yeah, if he put some daylight between that movement and his own campaign, do you think he'd be in a better position? Because I feel like right now people are really tired of Brad Schimmel, especially the fact that he's making no bones about declaring how he feels about all of these topics that are on the top minds of Wisconsinites, if that question makes any sense at all. I just feel like had he just run a campaign, he'd been fine. But instead, he just got immediately into bed with the MAGA movement.
So do you think it is something like if he had not, because I think this race is in many ways becoming a referendum on Elon Musk.
Yes.
Right. And so is what you're saying that, like, if he had not made this situation where this election became a referendum on Elon Musk, that he'd be in better shape?
Yeah. I think had he not tied himself so closely to that movement, would he be in better shape? If he was just a candidate who was supported but he didn't really
embrace.
I'm not sure that he would, because I really don't think he's a very good candidate.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? I don't think he had a great record as attorney general. I mean, that's something I wrote about in that piece on opioid settlements, that he refused to take on opioid manufacturers at that time. And you know, we've obviously heard so many times about the untested rape kits. Like, there was a reason he was not reelected after one term as state attorney general. And I think he has been running. All Elon Musk, the Elon Musk of it all aside, like even before all of that, he was running an unbelievably partisan campaign. And it seemed like the thesis statement of his campaign was Trump won Wisconsin in November, if we get Trump voters out in April, then we're going to win. So I think that was the approach that he's really been taking all along. is to just really, you know, go hard on being ultra partisan in this race.
I think,
and I think he's veering into like Dan Kelly, Mike Gabelman territory over and over again, because I think that's the type of justice he would be.
And I think when I think of Brad Schimmel, I think of Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly appointed to the Supreme Court under weird circumstances and then immediately not reelected because he was not the right man for the job. And of course, took it like a professional too, by the way. But yeah, okay, thank you. Because he tried to play this aw shucks, like, I'm just a guy who's trying to, I want to do right by
the people. I'm just a guy standing in front of voters.
Dan would.
Who wants you to, and I want you to love me.
He was holding a boombox.
Right, right.
Because Dan, you and I talked about this. He was trying to present himself as a guy of the people, and I'll listen to the people if they say this is what they want, when in fact, we know that's not the case at all.
Right, right. And it is, but I also think, like, at the end of the day, it's like, could we be talking on April 2nd and say, you know, if Schimmel wins, we're talking like, well, of course, the richest man in the world, spending more money than anyone,
yeah,
doing all of this stuff in the final stretch, just like he did in November. Couldn't we, you know, wake up that next morning and say, well, of course, he tried to buy a seat and he did.
And he did.
Right? Yeah.
And, you know, $20 million or whatever the number is going to be when it's all said and done. You know, I was looking back at the numbers for the 2020 race when that kind of like became one of the that set a record for spending in that race. And that was 10 million.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Total.
Right.
And now we're soaring past 100 million with more than double what the record was 5 years ago from one single individual. And, you know, don't so many of these elections come down to just following the money? Whoever spends the most has the best chance of winning an election. Like, I think, you know, it's clearly, I think it's really Schimmel's best chance to win is to just embrace as much of this spending as he possibly can, because I think a lot of it is going to field operations too and really get out the vote type of stuff.
And that seems to be working.
It's going to be a huge factor because, you know, in the 2023 race that Janet Protasiewicz won, you know, there was less than 2 million people who voted in that election. And there was close to 3.4 million people who voted in the presidential election last year. So there are going to be about 1 million voters who voted last fall who aren't going to be showing up in the election this year. And you know, whatever impact that Elon's money, that the Musk bucks are going to have on this election, that's going to go a really long way, I think.
Well, and we did talk earlier this morning, there's an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today about 500,000 people have already voted early. That's a big turnout. Mm-hmm. That is a really big turnout for a spring election.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think this could hit 2 million voters in turnout by election day. And that's going to be, you know, that will set a record probably for Wisconsin Supreme Court races. You know, given all the spending, all the attention, the national proxy war, right, that this race very much has become, like, it's there's so much on the line with this. Not, you know, there was so much on the line with this just for Wisconsin, just like it was 2 years ago in the Protasiewicz race. There's so much more national symbolic resonance on the line for the race here between Schimmel and Crawford.
Well, and again, if this works here for Elon Musk, then he's going to take this all around the country and do this everywhere. And from Chippewa Falls, texting in says, just think, $1 million or two is nothing to Elon to control everything in the country. And that's lunch money.
I mean, an investment of probably less than, from him, yeah, this is chump change. This is couch money. This is,
to stop him from doing this in any state level, local level race that has national importance? Like, if he is successful in his efforts to buy a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, what's to stop him from doing this everywhere?
Nothing.
This could come down to school boards, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And I think with the way that he's throwing, like, money in politics has always been a problem. It's a problem on the left, too.
Yes.
It's a problem on the right. It's a problem across the board. What Elon is doing is taking this to a ridiculous new level that we have never seen before, at a time where he is basically controlling the federal government.
Yep.
the merger of money and power that we're seeing encapsulated by what's going on with Elon Musk is like nothing we've ever seen before. Wisconsin voters have to show up and stop this. And it would send such a profound message.
And if you sat out the last election, if you sat out the presidential election, please get up this time and vote. It's going to be a close election. There is no front runner at this point. We don't know what's going to happen just in the next couple of days. And as Rob McFarland has said when he's called in here and on other shows on Civic, talk to folks you know.
Yep.
Talk to folks in your community. Talk to folks who are friends at the grocery store.
Yep.
And just ask them, hey, are you going to vote on Tuesday? Do you have any questions about it? Here's what I can tell you. Here's what I know.
Yeah.
Share what you know.
Yep.
It's going to mean more coming from you than coming from you or me or Dan.
Yeah.
Well, it'll mean the most coming from Jane, I think, more than anyone.
Not if you watch some of the comments on the live stream. But anyway, the word this hour is sun. Text in the word sun, S-U-N, using the Civic Media app. Our statewide text to win contest is underway. When we return, this shouldn't be a thing. There ought to be a law.
Oh, my God.
It's a good one. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have just under 8 minutes to text in the word sun, S-U-N. Sun is the word this hour for our statewide text win Breaking the Spring contest. We are playing right now for $100. Everybody could use that extra $100. Text in the word sun. You must use the Civic Media app, and then everyone will be in the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo, including a mattress and sheets and all the wonderful things. So text in the word sun, S-U-N. You have until noon, just like Bailey from Madison and Don from Wanakee and Justin. We got all kinds of entries coming in. Nan from Brookfield and Tom from Jackson.
Bonnie from Eau Claire.
Keep them coming in. Sun, S-U-N, is the word this hour. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dominic Salvia. So make sure you join them as well. You can enter each hour.
Yes.
If you so choose.
You can enter four times a day.
Four times a day.
You get the chances to win all those prizes.
Yep. Patrick from Hayward just in. Pat from Eau Claire. Thank you. Thank you. Keep them coming in. Sun, S-U-N, is the word this hour. All right. As we always do, we wrap up the show at 11:53-ish with Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
This is actually a two-part Tisbat.
What?
I know. The first part from Ben Hooper in UPI. Otters escape from Wisconsin's zoo enclosure amid snowstorm. Keepers at the new zoo and adventure park in Green Bay said the North American river otters Louie and Ophelia escaped during a winter storm early on March 20th when they had a big snowstorm up there. There was a little breach in the fencing that they managed to push through. Their absence was noted immediately by zookeepers doing their morning rounds. Tracks in the fresh snow were evident. They brought in a tracker to find them. Zoo security camera footage showed the otters playing in the snow after they got out.
Yeah.
We will include this in our show notes.
Absolutely.
So you can watch the video of it. North American river otters are native to our area, so they're very comfy in the climate. The zoo is surrounded by natural ponds and other waterways, so they're not really concerned about their well-being because they're kind of in their own natural habitat. They'd still like to get them back. Now, the second part of their otter be a law. Ben Hooper with the follow-up. Headline reads, raccoons impede attempts to capture Wisconsin Zoo's escaped otters.
My God. What?
The new zoo and adventure park in Green Bay revealed not too long ago that the river otters Louie and Ophelia escaped during a March 20th snowstorm. They have tried to set up traps to get the otters back. Raccoons, quote, have unfortunately impeded some of our efforts, even setting off the traps not long before an otter arrived and tried to go in. Officials say they are now attempting to use raccoon-proof traps to ensnare the otters. So the raccoons are coming to the rescue, essentially.
I was going to say.
You're a fellow mammal.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
We got your back.
Yeah.
We got your tail.
You go enjoy the snow and be cute laying on your back while you're floating and holding hands.
But we have, again, there's a video element in
yes.
case you would like to watch it today. Greg will have that in the show notes. And I'm assuming there will be a part three of this ongoing series, Louie and Ophelia in the Wild. Hopefully, some knucklehead isn't going to go looking for and harm them.
Some what?
Some knucklehead.
Oh, knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yes. Oh,
let him be happy and do otter things. But thank you, Calvin, again, for finding another really good.
You're good at this, Calvin.
He's on a streak.
You might be the VP of Tisbat.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show on Monday, he is back. Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, is going to be here.
Yeah.
Oil and gas industry expert. He's been it for more than 30 years. He knows of what he speaks. He has the knowledge, the experience, and the facts to annoy everyone. It's wonderful.
Specifically one guy lately on YouTube that's been really challenging him.
Oh, really?
A guy named Bob.
Oh, I'll have to go look.
Yeah.
Mr. Global has his own YouTube channel. You will learn so much.
Yeah.
If that's your thing. Apparently not everyone likes learning.
No, they don't like facts. They don't things like that. They just.
But if you do like facts and you're pro learning things, check out Mr. Global's Matt Randolph's YouTube channel. It's called Mr. Global, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
And he will be here Monday at 10:33. So thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Don't forget, Sun, S-U-N. You got about 90 seconds. S-U-N.
Yep.
Next time with Todd, next time with Dom. Have a great weekend. News is coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, dear.
Bye.
See you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.